is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy, for another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5. All right, as we always do here at the top of every episode of the Fade 5 Podcast, we're honk, honk, hopping aboard the plus bus. So when there's a clash of old codgers, Lundy, let's go ahead and pop some Geritol and maybe got a bet associated with one of the gray beards in this game. Maybe we're going to go a different direction. Maybe you feel there are going to be no touchdowns scored in the Queen City tonight. All I ask, my friend, is for you to give me some sort of plus money option so I can survive this Thursday night football game. What do you got?
Well, I mean, I don't know if my plus money option is going to matter, Brad. I think alcohol is the only thing that's going to get any of us through this game tonight. This is absolutely terrible. This is basically the Metamucil Bowl. Yes. Let's see, what else? Icy Hot is probably a very popular, like if I were the marketing people, I would make sure those Shaquille O'Neal Icy Hot ads are running in probably every other commercial break this evening, because most of us, we're probably, you know, in diapers when these two quarterbacks started in the National Football League. Let me go nice and simple. I think Pittsburgh wins this game, but just in case there's some sort of Joe Flacco magic that decides to take place, let me do an alt line here. Let me take Pittsburgh plus 3.5. Just don't lose by more than a field goal again. I don't know what the hell Cincinnati's going to do. I don't know what matters with Joe Flacco. I don't know if it matters. Joe Namath. I mean, you name it. Just pick an old guy and put him under center, because the offensive line of Cincinnati is a wet Kleenex. So it doesn't really matter who the hell is back there. But just in case something weird happens, give me Pittsburgh plus 3.5. Let me take that total up to 54.5 and then play the under on that one. And then just give me 200 yards passing out of Aaron Rodgers. I think he can pick this defense apart. And so I don't need him to go crazy. His standard number is like in the two teens, like 216, 217, somewhere in that range. My guess is he probably gets a little closer to 220, but let me bring him all the way down to 200 for this one. This is plus 128 at DraftKings. And it obviously goes even higher if all you do is take Pittsburgh on the money line. I know that Brad's working on an SGP opportunity for you that he'll talk about later that just uses that as a leg. But like I said, just in case something funky happens in Cincinnati, let me go ahead and do that 3.5. So again, recapping in case you've got the audio and you're not looking on YouTube here at the screen, give me Pittsburgh plus 3.5. Give me the total under an alt line of 54.5 and give me Aaron to have at least 200 yards passing plus 128 at DraftKings.
Correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. All right, let's get crazy with the cheese whiz. I don't think there will be a touchdown shutout tonight because Jonnu Smith, I feel, is going to spike one home in the anytime touchdown market. Look at that sexy juice. Yeah, I'll roll the shoulders because I got seduced by the juice on him in this market at plus 330. Booked there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Jonnu, it's a great matchup on paper. Cincinnati's number 27 in dropback EPA defense, and they've really struggled containing plus-size targets, giving up 6.2 receptions, 65.8 receiving yards, and 5 total touchdowns. Again, just to tight ends. Jonnu only has 1 red zone target this season. He only has 1 touchdown reception, seeing just 4 targets per game, but a respectable number 14 in average yards of separation per target as tracked at Player Profiler. So get some breathing room and old man River there. Hopefully Aaron finds you inside the red zone. You guys connect across the chalk, and I'm counting a handsome ticket at plus 330. All right, with those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another Thursday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero Cinco here on the countdown. A man that once roamed with Stegosaurus in the Mesozoic period. It's Aaron Rodgers, and I found arguably the wrinkliest photo imaginable on Imagine today to accompany our podcast, Lundy. So make sure you want to check that out on thegamingjuice.com. It's hilarious. I was laughing on end last night when I saw that sucker pop up in the search engine queue. But Aaron Rodgers, give me the over. 1.5 passing touchdowns at a minus 130 available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers is numero uno, folks, in red zone completion percentage this season. He's averaging 3.2 attempts inside the 20 per game. He has thrown for at least a pair of touchdowns in 3 of 5 contests this year. And I already mentioned it with Cincinnati, number 27 in drawback EPA defense. They're also giving up 7.95 pass yards per attempt, 267.7 pass yards per game, and 11 airstrikes. 4 quarterbacks have gone over this total against the Bungles this year. So, like, Aaron Rodgers, again, in his elderly state, he don't need a walker. He's going to be out there throwing frozen ropes all over the damn field and hopefully a pair of those into the end zone for an end zone spike. So that happens. Numero cinco on the countdown. I cash in on the over. Aaron Rodgers, 1.5 passing touchdowns at a minus 130 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
Well, I'm on board with you on the Jonnu Smith. Nobody gives up more points to the tight end position from a fantasy perspective than Cincinnati. So you got to roll with Jonnu Smith. If I think Jonnu Smith's going to get a touchdown just like you do, then all I need is one more coming off the hand of Aaron Rodgers. And this one cashes even at a minus 130. I like the opportunity here. I don't like paying that kind of juice, but that's okay because he is going to hit this one. Sometimes you got to pay the juice to be able to fill the bank account.
Ancient Aaron Rodgers is going to sling it for the Sunnies.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here, the Thursday night edition of the Feed 5 podcast. I'm getting down with my dude, Chase Brown. Man, he's been a colossal fantasy disappointment. Really, not his fault. The offensive line couldn't open a hole for a church mouse, and he has no breathing room, seeing nothing but stack fronts, and just running into one stiff brick wall after another stiff brick wall. But tonight, I think he could do some damage in the pass game. So Numero Quattro on the countdown. Give me Chase Brown over 15.5 receiving yards at a minus 110 there. Booked at BetMGM. Yes, the Steelers are number 11 entering the week in drop back EPA defense, but 4 receiving running backs have gone over the 15.5 yard mark against them. They're giving up 5 receptions per game, 38.2 receiving yards per game. You look at Brown, and he's averaging above this at 19 flat receiving yards per game, has achieved the over on 15.5 in 4 of his last 5 games, averaging a rather hefty 17.2 routes run per game, trotting out and around on 49.1% of his routes. A lot of supportive evidence. And if you feel the Bengals are going to be playing from behind, which seems rather obvious, at some juncture they will. A lot of check down opportunities of the defense sitting back in coverage could be on the immediate horizon from my dude, and getting down with my boy Chase Brown in the ILL. Same orange color. It's kind of nice and convenient for him in his wardrobe. I'm taking the over 15.5 receiving yards, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, Numero Quattro on the countdown. Fade or follow.
True story, folks. Brad traded me for Chase Brown before our fantasy football season started because he really, really wanted to have the ILL on the roster.
And who did I trade you? The individual that is absolutely tearing it up for you, so you're welcome?
Yeah, Devon Achane, as a matter
of fact. Yeah, correct. I'm an idiot.
Now, I will say this. I could be looked at potentially as an idiot as well, Brad, because you actually offered me my choice of Jonathan Taylor or Devon Achane. So, I mean, and JT is, he's bringing sexy back, shall we say. I think he get the 15.5 yards here this evening just because of the check down opportunities from Joe Flacco. I'm just hoping that at his advanced age that he can process his reads quickly enough, because I know that at my advanced age, I mean, I'm not even sure where my wallet is right now.
I can completely understand that, and I'm still baffled that Chase Brown has been so bad. But all I need, Chase, give me like 10 fantasy points, please.
Number 3.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade 5 Thursday edition of the countdown. Appropriately with the last name, give me Kenneth Gainwell. And I'm going to take the over on 24.5 rush yards. I grabbed this yesterday at BetMGM at a minus 115. I believe the number is now climbed to 26.5. I would still play it up to like 29.5. I think he's going to cross the 30-yard mark tonight there on the ground. Look at the second fiddle. Obviously, Jalen Warren is going to be the main man in the Steelers' backfield, but Cincinnati, number 27 in rush EPA defense. They're giving up 4.57 yards per carry, 119.7 rush yards per game. Just the running backs, 10 guys. 10 RBs have hit the over on 24.5 rush yards against them. Gainwell's getting around 43% of the opportunity share. Really, it's close to about 30-35% with Warren on the field. Averaging 8.2 attempts per game. I think he's going to get at least 7 carries tonight. Appreciable 3.27 yards after contact per attempt. And he has forced a missed tackle on nearly 40% of his ground opportunities this year, although he's only hit the number on the over once on this 24.5 yards mark. So put all together, Kenneth Gainwell, give me the over 24.5 rush yards and a minus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
Ooh, let me think. Let me roll with Gainwell. Look, I told you, I think Pittsburgh wins this. I think it could wind up being closer than some of us think, but I think Pittsburgh wins this. I think they get everybody involved because, again, Cincinnati very generous overall. So, and I could see a lot of three and outs with that Pittsburgh defense. I mean, Pittsburgh is going to try to swarm Joe Flacco under as much as they can. And if that is the case, Cincinnati could see some very short-lived possessions, and everybody there in the stadium. If you're going to the game tonight, if you're in Cincinnati and you're going to the game tonight, when you go to the concession stand, go ahead and get like two each time you go. Like, don't just get the one. Go ahead and have them pour you two because you're going to need it.
Yes, indeed. Actually, just go ahead and get flat out drunk because blacking out may actually be the proper way to watch this affair. All right. If you want some more bets and my fantasy rankings, go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals. It's absolutely free. Lundy's always free and transparent. A public spreadsheet lives there. If you'd like to drop the puck and make some bucks in the NHL, he's always locking and loading the action on the ice. Of course, I've got all of my picks so far, there's going to be a plethora of more available in the NFL in week 7. College football will be coming up as well later in the week. I'll post those. All those bets that we post, we actually put our real money behind it. So the real and oftentimes not so spectacular, but fade or follow, that, of course, is up to you. You can read all of my columns there as well. Going to be posting my top props piece a little bit later on today, along with my fantasy flames, a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end, already live on the site. My week 7 fantasy football rankings, constantly tweaking them throughout the week, already live on the site. The college football week 8 forecast for Matt Fortuna, Ben Winstein, Nate Jacobson. Also, you guessed it, live on the site. I don't charge a dime. You can ask me a question as well, and I'll get back to you at my leisure, at my convenience. Just click Ask Brad at the top of the screen. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. I am going to build that SGP that Lundy already alluded to, and I'm going to go with it right now. Simple little two-legger, give me the Steelers on the money line. I think they will take care of business. So we thought that was going to be the case last Thursday in Giants and Eagles, and you saw what happened. The Eagles got their feathers plucked. Hopefully that will not be the case of the Steelers. They're on the road, and then give me Jalen Warren anytime touchdown. A guy's got double figures in red zone attempts. He's an absolute bowling ball. Could knock down 9 pins and cross the chalk as a result, though he only has a 1 touchdown this season. That came on a receiving touchdown, so that also still counts. So whether through the air or on the ground, I think both of those events do occur. Again, I think the Steelers are going to win this game straight up. Every single measurement out there, they have a stark advantage according to the EPA data. So I'm going to be the numbers nerd and adhere to all the numerics that are out there. Aaron Rodgers playing at a very high level right now despite his advanced age. And it's not like Cincinnati is going to show a lot of resistance defensively. And hopefully that's going to be the case on the ground. Again, I already gave the stat out. Give it to you again. Number 27 to rush EPA defense. They're giving up a plethora of scores, not only through the air, but also on the ground. They've allowed 3 running back touchdowns so far this season. So Jaylen Warren, rushing, receiving touchdown, I don't care. Just get one. And Pittsburgh, handle your business. You put those hands together on the same game parlay. Plus 136 built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, fade or follow.
I kind of like what you did here. Obviously, Steelers money line, I alluded to that over the top, but I kind of like Jaylen Warren sneaking the touchdown in here. Not a bad call. And again, away, you know, we were doing this last season when it came to Derrick Henry touchdowns. We've done it with Jonathan Taylor. Things like that, where you wind up with a minus 160, minus 180, minus 200 in some cases for an anytime touchdown on some of these running backs. But I think when you can do that and combine it with a money line, you get up into plus territory. I think this is a smart way to be able to play it. Good call, Mr. Evans.
Yeah, smash into the end zone, Jaylen Warren, and let's make some Dolores.
Numero uno
on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 podcast. We're going to chase down some dollar bills, y'all. Not with Mr. Brown, though. I love you, Chase Brown. Always getting down with you, drinking your delicious maple syrup. For those of you watching on the YouTube broadcast, I'm going to go with the more prominent and more statistically consistent Chase, that being Jamar Chase of the Bengals at 80-plus receiving yards. So go to the alt market there. Let me get a little baby city smell the juice at a plus 105, banked at ESPN Bet. Nothing but tunnel vision. That's what Joe Flacco had for number one at last week. Targeted him a dozen times. They connected on 10 of those opportunities for 94 yards, and I think it's going to be more of the same. Now, you might have to sweat this out. I may have to come in garbage time in the fourth quarter. But you know, Flacco at his ancient age is still going to be out there slinging it and just chucking it in Chase's general direction and allowing the guy to make the adjustment and the play of the ball, which is his specialty. You look at Pittsburgh, number 11 in drop back EPA defense. So 5 guys have gone over this prop against them this season. And most importantly, his assignment there in that defensive backfield, Darius Slay, big play used to be his nickname in a positive way. Big play is what he allows now at his older age. He has given up the 17th most yards of a defensive back in the NFL and a 117.6 passer rating. Chase has done this in his last 4 straight games against the Steelers. Now, of course, that was with Joe Burrow at the controls, but still with Joe Flacco now under center. I think he'll get there through sheer volume. He's averaging 73.4 yards per game in his career against P-Town. All right, numero uno on the countdown today, Jamar Chase. 80-plus receiving yards here in the alt market, plus 105 at ESPN Bet. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
Here's my problem, man. It's Flacco.
I understand. They can still sling it, though.
Flacco. I know that he can, and I know how good Jamar Chase is. I'm just convinced that Flacco is going to spend a decent amount of time the same way during the game, the same way I am, which is on my ass. I'm just telling you, this makes me nervous, man. I'm not feeling this one. Nope, not doing it. I got to fade you. It's Flacco. I can't do it. I can't do it. I got to fade you. I got to do it. I got to do it, man. I can't. I got to fade you.
Well, you sound like a fly, so I got to swatch you away, my friend, because I absolutely love this wager. He's going to get there. He may floor with 100 yards tonight, America. Again, Darius Slay stinks at this point in his career.
Flacco. Come on, man. He's playing a dependent position.
He's somewhat competent, a little bit more competent some of the other quarterbacks in the league, and a hell of a lot more competent. The guy that was under center for Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago in Jake Browning, but his significant other is still smoking white hot. Congratulations to him. You know, smoking white hot. Hopefully Nathaniel Lundy and bonus time, bonus time. Obviously, he's probably going to book some NHL bets here for you. There are some enthusiasts out there love it when you drop the puck and try to make some bucks. Maybe you got some action in the NBA preseason if you're real sicko. Could be college football, could be other NFL action as well. Or more in Thursday night, so pick your poison and deliver some additional bets to the masses. Lundy, what you got?
All right, let's roll. Let me get you one more SGP here, because you already took my Jonnu Smith. I wanted Jonnu Smith for an anytime touchdown. That would have been in the bonus time, but obviously he showed up at number five here on the list. So I will move on from that. Let me give you another SGP that I like in this one. This is all receptions all the time. Give me DK Metcalf to have at least four catches in this particular contest. Give me the aforementioned Jonnu Smith to have at least three. And Brad and I believe that one of those will be a touchdown. So give me Jonnu Smith for three. And then let's go back to a Darnell Washington, Brad, who has seen an insane amount of the snap share, north of 80% over the course of the last couple of games. I just need Washington to get me two catches. That's it. Darnell Washington for two, Jonnu Smith for three, DK Metcalf for four. If I put all of those together, I check in at a plus 138 over at DraftKings. So not a bad way to be able to play that one. My Colorado Avalanche, as you see the logo here on my pullover, the Colorado Avalanche in action tonight. They are in Ohio, and they will be planning to dot the I against the Blue Jackets. Columbus is tied for the worst penalty kill in the National Hockey League right now. They are giving up a power play goal on 50% of the times that they are on the man disadvantage. Now, Colorado's power play has been down so far this year. However, in the four games that they have played, Colorado has had a power play goal in three out of those four. Their percentage is way down. They're at like 15%, which is unusual for Colorado. That should correct itself over the course of the season. So I am going to go to the Mac attack, Nathan MacKinnon, and I'm going to take him for a power play point. So I don't need it to be a goal. He can dish out the apple in this one, and that's fine. But a power play point for Mr. MacKinnon checks you in at a plus 120. So you should grab that one if you really want to roll with an extra spicy plus odds. Go ahead and feel free to grab his power play teammate, line mate, in Martin Natchez. He is at a plus 165. And honestly, you could even same game parlay those two together if you wanted to, because on the power play, they're on the ice together. Okay, that's how this stuff works. And then last but certainly not least on the ice, give me William Nylander to have a goal for your Toronto Maple Leafs. They are at home. They're taking on the New York Rangers. Nylander has started off very strong so far this season, and I can't resist him at an anytime goal at a plus 150. So that is a very nice play as well. There will be more up on the spreadsheet coming up a little bit later on today. There are 11 games total in the National Hockey League this evening. So I'm going to have a lot of plays for you, including some more SGPs. Been having some fun, Brad, with the SOGs, as you like to call it, the shots on goal. But for now, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois. Get after it.
Songs, songs, songs. Dog from up. That's me. Every time I hear that name, it's the only thing I bet on in hockey. So you had my attention there. All right, let's get everybody else's attention. Thursday Night Football, the team Huevos parlay play. You've been dogging old man Rue there and Joe Flacco. So let's go ahead and do a Joe Flacco parlay play. SGP, of course. Give me Flacco under 1.5 passing touchdowns. Give me Flacco over a half of an interception. Put those hands together. UG plus money somehow, some way, plus 121. I constructed that there at ESPN Bet. You look at Flacco last week. Yes, he had the two garbage time touchdowns against Green Bay. I don't think he's going to be able to duplicate that. He's been under on the two touchdowns in four of five games this year. And a guy that's also thrown an INT in four of five games this year. Did not throw one last week. He's only number 23 in interceptable passes. It's tracked at playerprofiler.com. But modest, number 14 in red zone completion percentage. So you put all together, knowing the fact, too, this Steelers defense is really stiffening right now, especially on the back end. As I mentioned, number 11 in drop back EPAD on the year. They have picked off a quarterback five times this season. Though they've given up a pair of touchdowns in a game three times this year. So we'll need a little assistance, I think, for the football gods to make this happen. But same game parlay, Team Huevo style. Give me Joe Flacco under 1.5 passing touchdowns. And give me Joe Flacco over 0.5 of an INT plus 121 there at ESPN Bet. Elsewhere, bonus time. Lundy, Darnell Washington. You need him for 2+ receptions. I'll take him the over on yards. It's 22.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 juice. You're right. I mean, his role is really ramping up. The last couple of games, he has totaled 34 routes run. So appreciable there, along with 8 targets, 8 receptions for 82 yards. I think we may be able to get this in like 2 grabs. A guy is massive. He's like 6'8", 350 pounds, and he moves a heck of a lot more fluidly than a guy of his size. It's rather incredible what he can do and the soft hands that he possesses. As we already mentioned with Jonnu Smith, the Bengals give it up 6.2 receptions, 65.8 receiving yards per game just to the tight end position. 7 tight ends have gone over this number against them this season. So I think Washington could be a busy guy. This may hit like in the first quarter, quite frankly. So give me the over 22.5 receiving yards on Darnell Washington. And then one more. Samaje Perine, don't whiz down your leg, please. I will take the over 1.5 of receptions at a minus 140. He is the hurry-up offensive specialist for this Cincinnati team. So you may see him at the end in the 2-minute drill of the first half or late in the game. He has caught at least a pair of passes in 3 of 6 matchups this season, run around on 28.1% of the snaps played with an appreciable 75% catch rate. He's averaging 10.3 routes run per game. And again, the Steelers, as I mentioned with Chase Brown, a team that's given up 5 receptions per game to the running back position. So I like Samaje Perine quite a bit on the over 1.5 catches. And if you want one more play, I'll give it to you in the future in the main slate NFL Week 7. I grabbed this yesterday at 55.5 rush yards. It has now jumped a full 8 yards, Lundy, on Rico Arena Dowdle. And, you know, I understand that Chuba Hubbard is expected back. Dave Canales has got a bit of a conundrum. Who is going to get the massive opportunity share? I think it's going to be a hot hand situation. And who has the most fiery fingers? You could argue with the NFL, it's Rico Dowdle. And the matchup is splendid, taking on the Jets, who are bottom 5 in rush EPA defense. So I think Dowdle, at a minimum, is going to get at least a dozen carries. He gets that kind of volume. He's still going to cash the over on the current number at 63.5 rush yards, and somebody I would trust as an RB2 in my 12-team fantasy football league as well. There you have it. I'm out of breath, and we're out of time here on the Fade 5 Thursday night edition of the Countdown. Please drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy, always give it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. That was a nice little Wolverine. At Noisy Huevos, I'll make sure you check out.
I look like him in real life. I don't think he struggles with the ladies, Brad.
No, I've seen your ab work, and you got an amazing one pack. Congratulations.
I got a zero. The only thing I've got, Brad, is a 12 pack of Krispy Kremes. That's what I've got.
And a pony cake. So drop us a rating and review. Follow us on X. Make all your dad bot jokes if you want there. At Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Check out my site, thegamingjuice.com, and go to my fine partners, Betalytics, and sign up for an account. Use promo code JUICE. That's promo code JUICE for 25% off. The outstanding and absolutely chiseled Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Don't suck, Flacco. Well, kinda.